Our speaker is Ben Bailey.
The Lord Jesus Christ said, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth." Matthew chapter 28, verse 18. Welcome to our study of the authority of Scripture. Why do people live their life the way they do? Why do people do the things they do in worship? Why do the things occur that often occur in life? Many times it is because of people's understanding or lack thereof of the authority of Scripture. People sometimes do things in worship that you don't read in the Bible because they don't have a good understanding of authority. Others do things in their life that maybe are not right because they don't have a good understanding of how God feels about it and what God expects of them. There is no subject any more fundamental or any more important than the authority of Scriptures. Today we're going to look at some wrong sources for authority. Oftentimes people appeal to things that are not really authoritative. People who can't give them authority as the final answer when they really shouldn't. And so what are some wrong sources for authority today? Number one, what I think is not right. People will say, well, that's the way I think we ought to do it, or this is the way I feel about it, or I just have this idea. In all kindness, it doesn't matter what I think or what I feel or what you think or what you feel. We're not here to worship ourselves. We're not following our guidelines. We're here to worship God, John 4:24, and we're commanded to follow and do what the Bible says, Hebrews 5, verses 8 and 9. Here's the main problems with the I think mentality. The Scripture teaches us that they are not of, the Scriptures are not of, private interpretation. 2 Peter 1, verses 19 through 21. The Bible says, holy men of God spoke as they were moved or guided by the Holy Spirit. They didn't sit down and think about what to write or how to feel about it. Scripture is of no private interpretation. What's that mean? It's not about what I think this means or what I feel this means. It's what does God say that it means? And how does the Bible define these terms? And let's let the Bible be its own best commentary in this issue. Proverbs 14, verse 26. And Proverbs 16:25 gives us a great gem of wisdom concerning the I think mentality. The proverb writer said, there is a way that seems right to a man. Listen, but the end thereof is the way of death. We may think that it's right. We may seem, or it may seem right, and we may feel, and we may get all bent out of shape saying, well, this is what I think or I feel, but in the long run, that way may be the way that leads to death if we haven't based our authority off of the Scriptures and what it says. A second wrong source for authority is the head of any religious group. The Scripture makes it clear that we're not to follow men as the leaders of religious groups in giving authority today. Why? In the long ago, Jeremiah said in Jeremiah 10, verse 23, O Lord, I know the way of man is not in himself, it is not in man who walks to direct his own steps. Man cannot be the proper source of authority because he's not the one who leads himself to heaven. We've got to look to God and His Word as the guide. Oftentimes I hear people say, well, this is what the Pope said, or this is what Father so-and-so said. Friend, here's the problem with that. The Scripture teaches that that whole hierarchy of papacy and having a father or a priest is not even correct. Matthew 23 and verse 9, Jesus made it so clear. Call no man on this earth, call no man father. And he's talking about in the religious sense. You don't refer to any man as father. And so those people, they're not the authority. Who's the head of the church today? Ephesians chapter 1, verses 22 and 23. Christ is the head of the body, which is the church. If I'm going to look to the head today of any religious group, or I'm going to look to the head today of God's church, I've got to look to the Lord Jesus Christ. Preachers aren't the head. Elders aren't the head. Jesus is the head of the church, and the words that emanated from His lips in the Scripture are the words we must follow and the words that will one day be judged by. Revelation 22, 18 and 19, John chapter 12 and verse 48. A third wrong source for authority is a denominational convention. I often hear people say, well, we do this practice today, or we brought in female preachers, or we're accepting homosexuals today because at our last denominational convention, they voted that was okay. They did what? Who gave them the authority to do that? Wait a minute now. Is a denominational convention in Scripture, is that a source of authority? Not according to the Bible. For Psalm 119, verse 89, the Scripture says, "Forever, O Lord, Your word is settled in heaven." What's that passage got to do with denominational conventions? Here's what it's got to do with it. God's Word has already been settled in heaven, meaning God's already decided, He's already told us in Scripture, and there's absolutely no authority for voting, and there's sure no authority for a denominational convention getting together and deciding what we are or aren't going to believe and do. The Word of God is settled in heaven, and we simply need to do what God says. A fourth wrong source for authority is a person's feelings. I often hear people say, well, you know, we don't really read about that in the Bible, but it just makes me feel so good. How could something feel so good and be so wrong? Well, friend, it's possible for something to feel good and feel wrong because feelings are not a safe guide. How do we know that? Acts chapter 23 and verse 1, we have the example of Saul's own life proving to us that feelings are not a safe guide. For Paul said in that context, Acts chapter 23 and verse 1, "I have lived in all good conscience before God until this day." What's that mean? According to Paul's conscience, everything he had done was clear. Everything he'd done, he thought, was right with God. Does that mean in Acts chapter 7, when he was holding the coats of those who stoned Stephen, he thought he was right? Absolutely. In Acts chapter 8, when he's dragging men and women to prison, wreaking havoc on the church, did he feel that was right? You bet he did. Acts chapter 9, when he's headed to do the same thing, did Paul feel like he was right? I've lived in all good conscience until before God until this day. Absolutely he did. But did that make it right? Paul's feelings were not right. They were not a safe guide, and feelings are not a safe guide for people to follow today. Here's what the Bible says. Proverbs 28:26 says, "He who trusts in his own heart is a fool, but whoever walks wisely will be delivered." That passage clearly teaches that my own heart, what I feel and what makes me feel good, that's not the safe guide. I can't use that as a source of authority or in God's sight. I'm foolish in what I do. Another wrong source of authority is what the majority is doing. Why are there so many things occurring today that are so far out and so outlandish when it comes to Scripture? Here's why. Because the majority is doing them. Saddleback, Rick Warren, those who promote the community church movement, here's what they did. You know how those movements got started? They sent out a 5-question poll. Or a 5-question questionnaire to all the community, and they asked, what are the top things you dislike about going to church? And they stopped doing those things and started implementing the things people wanted. It is a buffet style, whatever you want religion. Friend, you cannot base your authority on what the majority is doing. Why not? The Scripture teaches the majority is going to hell. Matthew 7, verses 13 and 14, Jesus said, "Enter by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and many there are who go in by it. But narrow is the gate and difficult is the way that leads to eternal life, and few there are who find it." Exodus 23 and verse 2 says, "Do not follow a multitude to do evil." Jesus clearly taught the majority is going to be lost, they're going down the wrong path, and we're never to follow a multitude as our authority. And so just because it's popular, just because everybody's doing it, just because it's the latest religious fad, doesn't mean that it's right with God. Another wrong source for authority is what my ancestors did. A lot of people in dealing with the Scripture will say, you know, the reason we do these things and the reason that this is the way it is because, well, that's the way Grandpa did it, and that's the way our ancestors did it, and that's just the way we've always done it. Friend, one of the probably most popular songs in the halls of hell is going to be, that's the way we always did it. But that's not our source for authority today. Now, we're not saying that just because someone's always done it that way makes it right or wrong. What we're saying is, that's not our authority. Let me illustrate. Galatians chapter 1, verse 14, the Apostle Paul said, I advanced in Judaism beyond many of my contemporaries in my own nation, listen, being more exceedingly zealous for the traditions of my fathers. It was what they always done. Paul was continuing to do that in the face of and in opposition to the will of God and the teaching of Jesus. Did that make it right? That's what his ancestors had always done. That didn't make it right with Paul. And listen carefully. That won't make it right with us and God today. Just because that's the way my family's always done it is not going to make it right. In fact, a lot of people, once you listen real carefully, a lot of people are going to be lost because they just did what they've always done without checking according to Scripture. Friend, make sure that what you're doing is right, not what your family's always done. Another wrong source for authority is simply just assuming that something must be right. A lot of people just assume it must be right. We've never thought about it. We've never questioned it. This is the way it's always been, and so it just must be right. We assume that. The Bible doesn't teach us to make assumptions. The Bible teaches us, prove all things, hold fast that which is good. 1 Thessalonians 5 and verse 21. The Scripture teaches us, according to 1 Peter 3 and verse 15, be ready always to give an answer for the reason of the hope that is within you with meekness and with fear. According to Scripture, I must prove, and according to Scripture, I must give an answer for what I do. If you can't do it, if you can't prove it, don't do it. Romans 12 verse 2, we must prove what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God. If I can't prove it from Scripture, then I can't do it. And if I do it anyway, Romans 14:23 says, whatever is not of faith, whatever is not based on the Word of God, is sin. And so, assuming something's right is not the standard of authority. And of course, the books of men are also not authoritative today. We've got one book that we're going to give an account of, and it is the Word of God, the Bible, specifically the New Testament. 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17 says, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God, and the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ said, he who rejects me and does not receive my word has that which judges him. The word that I've spoken will judge him in the last day. It doesn't matter what the number one book on the religious sellers list on the New York Times is. It doesn't matter what the most popular religious book today is. We're not going to be judged by books of men. We're going to be judged by the book of God. Revelation 20 verses 12 through 15, and saw the great standing before God, great and small, and books were opened. And another book was opened, which is the book of life, and the dead were judged according to the things written in the book, according to what they had done. Your life will be judged by the Word of God, not the books of men. And so don't look to wrong places for authority. Look to the Word of God as authoritative, and then you can know that you're right with Him.